The headlines this morning, the Metropolitan Police says it's investigating possible fraud linked to the IT scandal, which led to the conviction of hundreds of sub-postmasters and sub-postmistresses.
From the age of 13, my childhood was gone. It was non-existent.
It all happened in whispers. It all happened like stigma. It all happened by pointing fingers. And we had no explanation. That was the problem.
It's the biggest miscarriage of justice in a generation, which dozens of journalists have exposed. And even actors like me played their part.
Did they find the problem?
£26,000 gone missing.
You what?
£26,000.
Let's go through those figures again right now.
Not allowed.
Hey?
Suspended. Locked out my own post office till I pay it all back.
In this programme, in the midst of a public inquiry into what went on, I'm going to meet people who are still dealing with the fallout of being involved in the post office scandal.
We were spat at, paint stripper poured on my car. It just felt as though it was one thing after another.
It means coming to terms with decades of trauma. But across the country, people are trying to move on, to reclaim their lives.
So if you walked up there past your house now, how would that make you feel? You couldn't do it? Really? Really? Wow.
Surviving the post office. Scarborough, North Yorkshire, and the seafront from the air. The sun is shining as people walk along the beach. Fishing boats in the harbour.
I'm Will Mellor, and I've been an actor for over 35 years and played lots of different roles. But when I played the part of Lee Castleton in Mr. Bates versus the Post Office, I realised that this role was more important than any other.
Will walks along the North Bay sea wall, then he's waiting in front of an ice cream parlour.
Here he is!
Alan, you all right?
Hey, pal.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
How's it going? All right?
Freezing! Lovely weather for it.
Yeah. Shall we go for a cup of tea?
Let's get a cup of tea.
Come on.
Lee Castleton, sub-postmaster Bridlington, 2003 to 2004. A lighthouse by the water.
In 2004, Lee Castleton was accused of stealing more than £20,000 from his post office branch. But the losses were down to a faulty IT system, Horizon. Thanks to Plain Lee in the series, we've become friends.
So obviously, because I played you in the drama series, I know your story.
Yep.
And you were completely innocent.
Yep.
What I wanted to ask, because obviously people who've seen the drama know that, is how did that affect your family?
Just pulled everyone apart, really. You become very focused on the small group, being my two children, my wife and myself. You just try to survive. You probably bury it a little bit. You try to protect the kids more than anything.
Yeah.
As I learnt playing Lee as a character, he couldn't protect himself or his family. And in 2007, he found himself in court.
The claimant is entitled to their costs in the case, and accordingly, Mr. Castleton is ordered to pay all Post Office Limited's costs in the total sum of £321,000.
In the drama, Lee looks staggered.
I think what came over hugely was that individual loneliness. Mm. You know, in the dock. Mm. I'm sure you felt that when you were playing that part. It's such an isolating place, isn't it?
Well, I can't, listen, I'm only an actor and I was only trying to portray what you went through, but I could never, ever imagine. So do you still feel that burning anger to the post office?
I do have an anger in me, but it's not like that, because I think it's been so long. I don't want to be the person that suffers for the rest of my life. I want to get on and live a little bit more and enjoy my life a little bit more. And I think my kids deserve to have Dad back fully.
A pile of creel-shaped lobster traps by the water. Seagulls walk along the beach. Lee was forced to declare himself bankrupt. He now works night shifts as an electrician. He received compensation, but is pursuing additional damages to fully cover his losses. The harbour from above.
Whilst Lee's story is out there, there are so many other victims of this scandal who have never spoken out before, labelled as thieves. Now, I'm going to go on a journey around England and I'm going to meet some of them, find out their story.
Will drives through the countryside on his way to Penzance, Cornwall. Quaint cottages line the streets. Shan Breed, sub-postmaster, Gold Sithney, 2002 to present. A small post office on a corner.
How nice is it round here? It's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, only because the sun's out, dear. Yesterday was horrible.
Unlike many of the others who've been accused, Shan is still working behind a post office counter.
You must love it round here.
I do. I enjoy my customers. I don't enjoy the job anymore. My customers are fabulous. The job, not so much.
This, for you, was a place where you'd come and you thought, this is my future?
First few years, yes, that was lovely. Customers are great. They took us into their hearts. And then the losses started and basically just ruined our lives. This was mine and my daughter's dream. We were going to have a lovely life together. She was only 8 when we moved to Cornwall.
In the last decade, Shan says she's paid out thousands to balance the books after the computer showed false losses.
I can only prove about 5,000 or 6,000, but all the little bits that I've paid back, probably over £20,000. And that was all my daughter's university money. She had to go and get a job across the road. I took a second job across the road. I rented out the ground floor of my house to a hair salon to get extra income because we had no money, basically.
And I was shocked to discover that Shan is still using the Horizon system.
You're still getting shortfalls now, today?
Yes.
It just baffles my head why they wouldn't just go, like, scrap the system.
But they can't, because there's nothing else. How would we work? This is the trouble. There's no alternative now, you see, because they did away with all the paperwork.
And Shan's not the only one. We've heard from dozens of sub-postmasters who said they're still having ongoing problems using Horizon. Losses tend to be written off now. Shan says she's not asked to pay money back anymore, but that doesn't lessen the stress.
I don't think people in this country know that we still use the same system. When I have to press that button on a Wednesday, I feel sick. That's still an anxiety issue every single week.
Can't believe it. After all we know about the post office scandal, they're still using the same system.
Will shakes his head. A train pulls out of a station.
With the help of two law firms working with the victims, Hudgill Solicitors and Howe & Co, we've heard from many sub-postmasters who've experienced similar mental health issues. Hundreds have told us they're still suffering from depression, anxiety and sleeping problems because of their experiences dealing with the post office.
The post office says Horizon is robust and in the last financial year, on average, it's received less than one discrepancy per branch. It also claims none of the investigated shortfalls were down to a known Horizon defect. The developer, Fujitsu, says sub-postmasters should report problems to the post office for investigation. Burgess Hill, West Sussex. Shia Patel, sub-postmaster, World's End, 2014 to 2016.
So those three windows, that was Winnie's room, Winnie's and mine. The middle room was where the boys used to sleep. And this window is where the lounge used to be.
Shia Patel is visiting the post office she was forced to leave with her husband Vinay and their family 8 years ago.
The reason for opening a post office was because Vinay was working very long hours. And he was working every weekend, and we wanted to cut down on his hours.
When we initially took over the post office running, it was a really pleasant way to start our business, because we were the only post office for another 5 or 6 miles. So the community spirit was there. You know, it wasn't just one way, it was two way. These were guys who were elderly, were probably widowed, were probably living on their own, and were probably going to come in to see Vinay. He would make them a coffee. He knew them by first names.
The couple started to experience losses on horizon around the same time Vinay started to become seriously unwell, with kidney disease and other health conditions. The couple think the pressure was a factor. With stresses building up, they reported the problems over the phone. No one could help them, least of all Fujitsu, who ran the helpline.
The helpline would then just say to us, "Sorry, Mrs. Patel, the error is yours. You've got to make it good." And this happened every time the error happened. Every time the error happened, it doubled up, and it doubled up, and it doubled up. And we looked into it over and over again, and we couldn't see where we'd made the error.
Shia was accused of stealing more than £33,000, and an investigation started.
Yeah, auditors came in and they said, shut the shop. So one of the three guys shut the doors, just shocked and devastated.
They then noticed some of their regular customers began to turn on them.
Where people we were serving normally says, "Hello, how are you, this and that." But we found we were walking on one street and they're coming across, they'll cross the road and go away from us.
In fact, some of the younger generation sometimes would, if you're walking in the park with the dog, would shout at us, you know, "Oh, there's, my dad told me they've stolen the older generation's pension." It all happened in whispers. It all happened like stigma. It all happened by pointing fingers. And we had no explanation. That was the problem.
Shia and Vinay's experiences are not uncommon. Hundreds of sub-postmasters we've been in touch with have encountered customers being less friendly with them or say they've been verbally attacked.
The Patels had to sell their home and are now pursuing compensation. They left the village and now live in rented accommodation. Shia was hoping to retire, but says she's still working to pay the bills.
The reaction from Shia and Vinay's village was far from unique to West Sussex.
Chesterless Street, County Durham. A row of houses by a football pitch. Stephanie Gibson, counter clerk in South Pelaw, April 2006 to September 2006. Will knocks on the front door of a terraced house.
Hi, Will, how are you doing?
Stephanie! How are you, love?
You're all right.
Good to see you. Are you
come
well?
What
I want to know straight away from you is just like how it all started, you know, how it all began for you.
Well, it was a job, you know. I had three small children. I got asked if I wanted to work for the post office.
How old was you then?
20.
When was it that you realised there was a problem, or that there was that you'd been accused of something?
When the police knocked on my door.
Really? So you didn't know nothing was wrong?
No.
And they could just come and knock on your door?
Yeah, on my birthday.
It was your birthday?
Yeah.
And what was that like?
Horrendous. I'd never been in trouble with the police in my life.
Her story hit the headlines.
That was the first one that went in the paper, which I didn't look after that one. Any that was shown to us. Worker alleged to have preyed on the elderly.
Wow, look at that for a title.
Mm-hmm.
PO clerk denies stealing money. Post office clerk on trial over bills. Worker alleged to have preyed on elderly.
Yeah.
See, that headline,
mm-hmm.
you know, with your photo,
After an 8-day trial, Stephanie was acquitted, and the judge said she could leave court without a stain on her character.
I should have been happy at that point that I got found not guilty. I got not guilty, not guilty, all the way, all 17 counts. That was it. I just wanted a normal life, to go back to a normal life. Didn't work that way.
But from the moment she left court, Stephanie's life would never be the same.
That evening, would getting the children to bed, heard a crash through the back window to a brick, and a man screaming at the front of my house. We were spat at. Paint stripper poured on my car. It just felt as though it was one thing after another. There was a time that I could walk down the street and go for a loaf of bread and be out 3 hours because you were chatting to people, you know. I'd literally scurry to the shop and back because you would open a shop door and the place would go silent.
Things got so bad that Stephanie's partner even hung a bedsheet up at the window to put an end to the gossip. But the taunts didn't stop.
I wasn't known to be a wrong'un, you know. I was Stephanie. I was, you know, little old Stephanie. But you do feel as though the whole village is against you. To the point of, we felt as though we were driven out. I didn't want that. I wanted to move on.
The family felt they needed to escape. They felt they could no longer stay.
We did it. We packed a house up, 3 kids, 2 dogs, a house that we'd been in for 13 years, in 3 days. Just give ourselves a break. A fresh start.
But mentally, Stephanie's scars haven't healed. She's slowly retreated and rarely goes out. And thoughts of returning to her old street fill her with sheer terror, so much so that she's never been back. It's been 16 years.
Thought eventually, you know, that maybe he's in a couple of months turned into a couple of years. So I can't even leave the house, let alone, you know, I'm going to take this to my grave. It's going to be a recurring thing that it's constantly in my head.
Although not convicted, she says she's become a prisoner in her own home, her own mind, and is seeking compensation through solicitor Neil Hudgel. He represents many of the wrongly accused sub-postmasters and has also addressed a parliamentary committee about the post office scandal.
I look after...
Stephanie's case is sort of quite an exceptional one because it does make you... Or it should make you pause for thought. She was found not guilty. Good outcome for her, she could get on and move on with her life. Didn't happen that way. You know, Stephanie's not really worked since. She's become an introvert. She's been confined to sort of narrow social circle where her life has been effectively ruined. And that's all because the community continue to believe in this whole thing about no smoke without fire.
But Stephanie's considering finally facing her demons by trying to go back to her old street.
I hope by going back to Pelton and talking about it is yet another stage in my life of closure and get on with my life. I need closure. I need closure for my own mental health, my own sanity.
We'll catch up with her later to see if she goes. But it's not just the accused themselves. The scars can even bleed into the next generation.
Gainsborough, Lincolnshire. Will is with 2 people across the street from a postbox.
So this was the start and end of our childhood.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Katie and Thomas Watson, children of sub-postmaster, Gainsborough, 1999 to 2003.
Katie and Thomas are the children of Fiona Watson, who ran a post office in Gainsborough with their dad.
How long has it been since you actually have been here?
21 years, I think.
Yeah.
21 years?
Yeah.
It's since closed down, but when they moved there, aged 8 and 10, life was good.
On Sundays, it's like a family day. We'd have a roast, they'd have music on, and it would be Motown or the 80s. And they'd, you know, my dad would have a pint of lager, my mum would have a vodka and lime. They'd be dancing and singing and chatting. It was filled with so much love and happiness.
We'd won the Post Office of the Year award. We'd not been there for a huge amount of time, and to win something like that was quite a big deal.
People used to come into the post office just to have a chat. They didn't come in for anything, really. They'd just be like, oh, pop my head in, say hello.
Just a year after riding high with the award, post office auditors got in touch. Money was missing from the accounts.
As far as I was concerned, everything was absolutely fine. And then the next day, my mum's being treated like a criminal.
There was an internal investigation and a formal hearing. And when it was over, Katie says her mum was given two choices.
Admit you're guilty and you have to pay back all the money that we've said you've stolen, but you can go home to your children. Or you maintain your innocence, but we have enough to prosecute you.
She accepted the guilty. She said that she was guilty.
Fiona was suspended and required to pay back the missing funds.
From the age of 13, my childhood was gone. It was non-existent.
There are huge periods in my childhood that I don't look back on fondly. I would say that what the post office did ruined the rest of my childhood.
It was hard enough having people look into every aspect of their lives, but worse was to follow.
Towards the end of the investigation, she noticed a lump had appeared in her armpit and had gone to the doctor to have it checked, as you would. And they had concluded that she had lymphoma.
And she was trying to battle that at the same time as battling to prove her innocence with the post office. And, you know, you sat on the sofa trying to recover from having surgery, and you've got strangers walking in your house who look at you like you've done wrong.
Thinking about what Mum was going through at that point, I can't even begin to comprehend the sheer magnitude of it in her mind. Having to hold it together for the sake of the rest of the family.
She waited until we'd come home from school so that we could see her one last time. And we all gathered round her bed. She couldn't do both, fight cancer and fight the post office. She tried. She really tried. But she couldn't do both.
The post office and family home were sold to pay off debts. With nowhere to live, the children and their father stayed with relatives. For a time, they lived in a caravan.
I think people forget that there is a knock-on effect to the children. Kids have watched families become bankrupt, to have their parents ostracised because people believe that they are guilty. I think it's important that the children are recognised, and something happens for them.
There are a good number of those children that are deeply affected now in adulthood from what's gone on in their formative years. As it stands, there's no mechanism for compensation for children at the minute. what there is a huge groundswell of support to see how that can be brought about.
What I've noticed on this journey, meeting all these people, is there's a common thread, and that is that it didn't just affect the people that were accused. You can see it still weighs on them. You can still feel it. And it's unbelievable how, you know, that they're still struggling through life because of what the post office did to them.
It's not known how many children are affected. There is no dedicated compensation scheme for the families of sub-postmasters. The government says families can apply for financial redress through existing schemes.
We're heading to South Peelaw in County Durham, and to the street Stephanie hasn't been back to in 16 years. It's clear Stephanie is anxious, but she wants to take the plunge.
I could see when we were driving up here that as we were pulling in, your hands were like white knuckles on the door. Why was that? Is that? Do you think that's an anxiety? Do you think that's... Uh-huh. It's like a trauma that's still inside you. So if you walked up there past your house now, how would that make you feel? You couldn't do it?
Mm-mm.
Really? Wow.
I loved it.
As we were talking, Stephanie was spotted, and it turned out to be the step forward she never dreamed she'd find.
Hello. Are you local?
Yes.
Do you know this lady?
Vaguely.
Really?
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Come on. Thank you. You're welcome back round here any time. You really are. And it's been awful what you've gone through. We've watched it avidly doing the show and the news every night. It's just been terrible what you've all had to go through.
Thank you so
much. You can come to my house anytime.
Thank you so much.
She feels like people still don't believe her that she's innocent, even though she's been proven innocent.
No. Thank you so much. Thank you. Honestly, don't know what that means.
You're okay. And you'll get through it. There's lots of people behind you. All the countries behind you.
Thank you.
And so don't ever think that they're not.
That's made your day, see? Well done. Well done, you.
With the compensation bill expected to exceed £1 billion, hundreds of convictions quashed, and the public inquiry not due to finish until next year, this story won't be disappearing anytime soon. Meanwhile, many of those affected will continue making small steps to move forward and heal the past.
The government says getting redress out quickly to sub-postmasters and their families is a priority. It's providing the post office with £103 million towards a replacement for the Horizon system. Fujitsu told us it regards the matter with the utmost seriousness and offers its deepest apologies to all those affected. The post office says it's sorry for the suffering caused to so many people as a result of its past actions.